Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it's a reaction Monday. The Texans win a big division game, had to have it game, given the hole that they dug. Started out 0-3. The Texans have won 5 of their last 7 to get back to 5-5. They beat the Tennessee Titans 16-13. Again, to get back to 500. This is a big game. The graphics in the game, if you lose the game Sunday, you got about a 9% chance of making the playoffs. You win the game, you got a 31% chance of making the playoffs. They win that sucker, 31. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, if you will, but 31% is significantly higher than 9. So I like where we've landed after starting 0-3. They're one game back of the Jacksonville Jaguars, 2 games back in the wild card hunt of the LA Chargers. They're sitting at 7-4, 2 games back the Buffalo Bills. As well in that wild card race. They're 3 back the Indianapolis Colts with 2 head-to-head matchups. The Chargers and the Bills both still on the schedule for the Texans, as well as tied up 5-5, neck and neck with the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, still on the schedule moving forward. So I believe the Texans have positioned themselves where they control their own destiny. And so that was a big win any way you slice it against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. And we've got takeaways. And first of all, I got to tip my cap to the backup quarterback. I got to tip my cap to Davis Mills. In my opinion, this has not been your typical backup quarterback product that we've seen. And there's several reasons why, you know, I believe this. Overall, I think the clutch that we've seen from the quarterback, there's been moments, long moments to be honest, of play the last 2 games that look like an offense that's being led by a backup quarterback. But definitely when the game had to be won or a play had to be made, whether it be 1 or 19 points, Davis Mills' ability to step up in those moments the last two weeks, and again, whether it's 1 throw to Nico Collins that was absolutely tremendous, or it was a 4th quarter that'll go down in the books against the Jacksonville Jaguars, both were what I would say season-changing, season-defining moments. But for him to be such a big part of that, those clutch moments to keep this season alive, I think that in itself is not typical of backup quarterback play. Then you start digging a little bit deeper beyond just clutch, the obvious plays. And I thought it was interesting what D'Amico Ryan said in his post-game presser last night, or Sunday night, about Davis Mills, about the quarterback. This, again, is not what you typically see or how you see a backup quarterback typically impacting an entire team. Here's Texans head coach D'Amico Ryan on Davis Mills.
His emotions never change, which is great. I love that about Davis, and I think his calm and his demeanor really gives everybody. He has that quiet confidence about him. Like, Davis knows what he's doing. He's a competitor deep down inside, and he wants to make those plays. And our entire sideline, our team, feels that from Davis. We feel his confidence when he's out there, knowing that he's going to go to the right spot with the football and make a play.
They feel his confidence. D'Amico Ryan's also said that his calm demeanor, he credits the team to feel, you know, Davis, in the sense of the team staying calm. And this has been an offense that I've said it multiple times. This has been an offense that I think one of the things that's really concerning is that how overwhelmed they've looked in certain moments throughout this season. And so again, the fact that a backup quarterback's going in there and having this level of you know, I think impact on a team and playing as well as he has played, Ron, in big moments, I got to tip my cap to the young fella. It's not easy what he's done and to go in there and do it, even against these two opponents, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. It's been impressive.
Yeah, he's had to do a lot more than I think you would hope that he had to do.
Yeah.
Right? I think the recipe and the thought was, hey, come out there, make all the plays you're supposed to make,
yeah,
and don't screw it up. Don't put the team, the defense, in a bad spot. Well, he did a little bit of that against Jacksonville,
mm-hmm,
in the first drive, but they were down 29-10, and they needed him to put on a cape, to be honest. And he was able to step up and do that to a playoff team right now. Jacksonville's in the playoffs. Right now, the number they did on the Chargers, and he was able to bring them back down 29-10. And then yesterday, right, it was kind of going to the script of what you wanted from him. You know, all right, nothing crazy. Then the second half start, he had to go make some plays. And then I think in a shot to D'Amico and the rest of the team, the Tennessee Titans were able to drive down and score a touchdown to tie the game, and then they needed him to be more than just don't mess it up guy, go make some plays, and he was able to do it. I understand the competition, but still, that's more than what you were hoping to have to call upon. You thought this would be a defense, let's ride the defense, and you just kind of play complimentary football to the defense, but he's had to do more than that.
Yeah, and look, you look at it, I mean, he's about 280, 285 a game, 285 yards a game. He's throwing it 26, 27 times a game. Completing 26, 27 balls a game. They're throwing it more, it seems like, with Davis Mills. That may have a little something to do with kind of the approach of playing a little bit more free and being okay with incompletions and being a little bit more aggressive in certain situations than maybe what we've seen C.J. Stroud do, where C.J. is a much more efficient quarterback. Three touchdowns, one interception, and again, the big clutch plays are just really, really impressive. None bigger this week. We talked the fourth quarter last week. Everybody nationally talked about the fourth quarter that he had against Jacksonville to keep the season alive. The one play this week with everything on the line, Davis Mills, you throw an incomplete ball. It's 3rd and 16. If you throw an incompletion here, you punt the football back to the Tennessee Titans. And if they can put any kind of drive together with their field goal kicker, Sly, who had already kicked a 56-yarder that hit halfway up the net, you got to believe that they feel pretty good about putting him back on the field. And I believe there was a pretty good chunk of time left, plenty of time for them if they could mount a little bit of a drive to give them a chance to win it. And Davis Mills throws to Nico Collins on a big-time, big-time throw and a big-time, big-time catch. Here's D'Amico Ryan's talking about that particular play that kept that drive alive.
Davis did a great job all day of really protecting the football, making great decisions. And, I mean, no play bigger than him connecting with Nico there when we needed it most. And 2 minute drive, that was such a huge play for us. And Nico and Davis, that connection really took off in the second half, which we needed. We needed a spark. We started getting the ball to Nico, and we saw he made play after play after play. So he did an outstanding job, you know, putting us in position there to make that field goal a lot easier.
Yeah, that was a big-time throw. The old quarterback in me just loves the throws. You hear people talk about all the time about how that's an NFL throw, and people always think it's about the Josh Allen throwing it 80 yards or Pat Mahomes running around, throwing it back across the field. I mean, in reality, it's the laying the ball in the hole between underneath the safety over the linebacker on the dig. It's the cover two look, and the corner hesitates, and you throw it to just like he did to Nico Collins just over the outreached arm of the corner. That is exactly what, when you hear people talk about NFL throws, that was one of them, and it was executed flawlessly by the quarterback and the wide receiver. The catch by Nico Collins deserves some credit, obviously, as well. That was impressive. D'Amico mentioned right there, Ron, D'Amico really, them coming out of halftime, and Nico being a big part of it. That was an impressive game for Nico as well. I mean, a bit when you needed it the most. Again, it was ugly in the first half, and you needed Nico the most. The fact that they came back out there and were able to feed him in the second half was impressive.
I don't know how he got so many touches.
The Titans allowed it.
Yeah, yeah. As you said it, boy. I know you got some disappointments. I feel like we found the new Dalton, Tyler. I know you got some disappointments at Friday the 13th.
Oh,
Christian Kirk. I'm letting all of them have it. I'm letting him singled up. I do everything to make the ball go everywhere else but 12. But they were able to get it to him, and he came up big. And I don't know who it was. And maybe we can talk about it a little bit more. I don't know if it was concerted effort right out of the half, but they certainly made sure coming out that's where they were going.
Well, I think there's several reasons why, and I think the score doesn't tell you this, and maybe we'll have time to dig more into this tomorrow. Maybe it's a Tuesday topic, but if you dig into this game and you look at what they were able to do offensively, I feel like they counterpunched their defense in a really impressive way. Right? I mean, Higgins, we got to talk about Higgins. In a reaction Monday, it looks like Higgins, the number one draft pick in this year's draft, the top pick from the 2025 NFL draft, looks like he has arrived.
Yeah.
And it changes the offense in a major, major way. Now, I still don't know who Higgins is. I'm not going to tell you that I've seen enough and this guy's going to be a superstar. But he appears to be moving more confidently, more comfortably than he has in the first 8 weeks of the season. The last 2 weeks, he seems to be playing fast. He seems to be, making decisions and whether he's converting routes or whether he's running go routes. He's stacking releases and stems. And I mean, he just looks like he's moving at a different pace. And so when you look at Davis was able to constantly feed Dalton. He was able to really target Higgins down the field in a big way. And then, the three catches by Xavier Hutchinson was big as well. I mean, Hutch looked like he was moving. Now, that may have to do with the fact that the Titans may have been moving a little slow.
I'll give Nick Cayley some of that. He schemed up a couple of those for Hutch.
It was really impressive. I mean, with the exception of, as you mentioned, I mean, I wanted to give Higgins his love, but I'm still in a spot where I've got to see more Jalen Noel. I mean, this isn't a Clint Sterner opinion. This is a football evaluation. Between injury and the inability to separate, we've seen enough of 13.
It doesn't make any sense anymore. And I was somebody who thought that Christian Kirk would be a good answer. I don't know if the hamstrings are still giving him problems. But right now, this offense, you're sitting there. The hope was we'd win 13-6, right? That was when you were sitting there at 13. And you need all the explosive players and opportunities and options that you can have out there. And it is just clear. I mean, 17 and 14, Berrios and Noel have shown more wiggle and more ability when they've gotten opportunities consistently than 13.
I mean, 13, Christian Kirk's getting blanketed by by 240 pounds.
Barton's pretty good, man.
He's a good player, no question. But that's a matchup I want all week and twice on Sundays. Anytime I can get it, I want that. And I'm talking about not only blanket, but then making plays. Like there is zero separation. And then as a veteran, like the last thing you can do as a veteran, even if you're going to be a veteran and Father Time's going to jump on you a little bit and you ain't going to have the twitch and explosion that you once had, you got to catch the ball in traffic. I mean, that touchdown drop, that it looked like at first maybe that DB got his hand there. He didn't touch it. That hit nothing but 13's chest.
In the ground, yeah.
I mean, and you had it all but tucked, and it fell out somehow. DB never touched it. And so, yeah, that I mean, you just – those are the kind of things, though, Ron. Like, this Sunday is a perfect example. Those are the kind of things that you can't afford. If you're D'Amico Ryans and if you're Nick Caserio and you're Nick Cayley, like, you can't afford to keep playing around with 13, right? A different opponent and 13 dropping a touchdown in the first half loses the ball game because you can't keep up, right? I mean, it's
and your margin for error is going to be smaller in the game.
Yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, you just got to have it, man. You can't let moments like that slide. And Christian Kirk, clearly, if you didn't have another option, it'd be one thing. But Jalen Noel is a guy that can handle it. And as you said, the 17 could handle it as well.
Yeah, that run where Braxton Berrios, that game against the Niners,
yeah,
where
yeah,
Kirk and Nico were out. Like, I mean, we've seen better slot play from those guys.
Yeah, you've got options, and so, man, I'm just at a point where one complaint from, as we're talking about Higgins playing really well, feeding Nico playing really well, Dalton Schultz doing his thing, being a big-time impact player underneath. Hey, man, 13, he killed you in that first half, man.
Yeah, at least lessen the snaps.
Whew. We'll see. Yeah. We shall see.
Lincoln Tomlinson lost his gig. They've done it with some guys. Like, I'm just saying, over this year, I mean, they've shipped guys out.
Yeah.
They've done it. Juice Scruggs, they've done it. I'm surprised, man. Maybe 14's just having bad practice.
Maybe. Return game, man. You focus on
it. It's weird. All right, coming up, I do want to touch on something a little deeper that you were talking about with this offense. We saw it a lot yesterday. And it has to continue no matter who the quarterback is. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Nico has got him on.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fire, baby.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Reaction Monday, as well as a Victory Monday. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler's got his Victory Monday shirt, and he said he's packed this shirt on his trip to Denver, trip to Carolina, trip to Minneapolis, trip to Nashville, and he was able to wear it on the airport. Pull it out.
Finally.
How about that? Good for you. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access is going to have the coaches show with D'Amico Ryans. He will be ready to go 5 o'clock sharp. So make sure you stay tuned for that one, as he will get you guys ready for, well, I'm sure certainly relive a little bit of what happened yesterday. But short week, get you ready for this huge game on Thursday. By the way, every time I go to Nashville, and that's a place I lived for 5 years. I know, Clint, you had a stint there. Every time I go, it changes. It seems like it's different. It seems like it's more stuff. It is nothing anywhere close to what I was like during my college years. What was it? Was it even crazier downtown? Was it because it has gotten bigger. It is.
Yeah, it felt like Sixth Street, man.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least my experience from when I was in college on Sixth Street, way less ugly ass burn orange everywhere. But no, it was a party scene for sure on Broadway. Broadway was really fun.
Yeah, Broadway's fun. It's just crazy how
a lot of good live music.
But I wonder, every time since I've been there, it's just nothing but they're just building downtown. Nothing but cranes and
yeah,
the stuff that they're building up there. Like I said, it is. I've had to go back for weddings and different events, and it is, I mean, it is completely changed every time I go back. So good for you. Is the new stadium, is it near the
right next door? Yeah, literally.
Is it almost
like
done with
directly
that?
Next to it. It looks like they're coming along, but I thought that was opening up next season.
It's a year after.
It's 2027.
I feel like they just had that damn stadium. I never understood.
Keeping up, baby.
Yeah,
keeping up.
Doing that thing. But yeah, man, Nash Vegas, not a bad one. Not a bad trip.
Had a really good time. And shout out to all the Texans fans for showing out, dude. Like, I know we've dealt with our fair share of the opposition fans coming in.
What was the atmosphere?
It was awesome. There were Texans everywhere. Got to talk and hang out with a lot of them, share a beer or two with a few of them. It was a good time.
You didn't drink a beer, Tyler.
I did.
You drank a beer?
I drank some beer, yeah.
Whoa!
Well, actually, throughout the duration of the game, I was pounding some seltzers.
Oh, I was going to say, you said shared a beer. In my mind, I thought you meant, yeah, whiskey.
Didn't drink that much whiskey on this trip, to be honest.
Really?
You went seltzers, huh? What was your go-to seltzer?
The Bud Light Cherry Seltzer. Shout out to Bud Light for Thursday.
Thursday Thursdays, right? Mm-hmm. You carried it over into a something Sunday.
Oh, you got sipping, come on, man.
Sipping Sunday.
God, I thought you had some.
A seltzer Sunday.
Yes.
God, I was right. Low hanging fruit, man.
Sipping Sunday's better.
A seltzer sipping Sunday.
It was a seltzer Sunday.
It was
for your
right
boy.
There, man. Gosh dang.
Yeah. Good for you, man. There you go. Have a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Shout out to all the Texans fans. I know the traveling Texans were out there doing their thing. All right. You were talking about Nico a little bit. And listen, I know some of you, and we'll talk about it a little bit, I'm sure, this week, will believe that, hey, man, maybe Davis gets it the rest of the way. I don't know. Whatever. Whoever the quarterback is. And I loved what happened in the second half. I don't know, Clint, if it is, All right, Nick Cayley went in and said, to hell with it, man. We are about to just, you know, just feed and just force feed Nico Collins. Or if Davis Mills, which I feel like Davis Mills just said, to hell with it, I'm in trouble. That's where I'm looking first every time, whatever route it is. Whatever it is, Clint, the last three games, and Davis Mills has played all but one quarter of those, basically. I think this trend needs to continue, especially when they are in some trouble. He's got 23 catches for 302 yards and a touchdown in this in the last three games on 36 targets, Clint. There were moments earlier this year where we see my man have three, four targets or something like what is going on? Got to get him the ball. That, to me, needs to continue, Clint, because he is clearly their guy, and they're able, and Davis has been able to do it even when you know teams have to be keying in on him to stop them. Now, and we'll see if it's more challenging with these next games coming up, but we've talked about it. We see teams get the ball to their top guys all the time, no matter what teams are doing to them. This has to be a trend that continues, Clint, because they've got to get the ball in his hands. And, I mean, yesterday, that was the Texans' offense. I heard DeMeco say it, we needed a spark. And the spark became 12. Just get it to 12. And I don't believe, Clint, all of those times he was targeted or he caught balls were supposed to go to him right away. I think Davis a couple of times just hit the hell with it, I'm going there. So I think that has to continue, especially when they get into stagnant times, trouble, they can't run the ball. Get the ball to your best dude.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there is something there with the chemistry, you know, between Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud. I mean, and Nico Collins. I mean, 11 targets, 15 targets, 10 targets. You know, there's something there, and it's not that it hasn't been there from time to time with C.J. Stroud. It's just been inconsistent. You look at Nico Collins' targets. Previously, it's 5'9", 11'6", 5'10", right? And then all of a sudden, the Davis Mills snaps set in. And so this is more what Nico Collins' box score should look like from a target. I don't know who's going to catch what, don't know how it's going to happen, but from a target perspective, he should be a double-digit target guy every damn game. Now, I'll say this. It's definitely whatever chemistry that Davis has with Nico. It's definitely, you know, Davis's ability to kind of play a little bit more free and maybe take a little bit more risk and take things on his own a little bit more, because it's not like he's been catching screens.
Yeah.
It's not like he's catching a ton of quick game. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff is mid-range. A lot of this stuff is the deep crosser. A lot of this stuff is it's all with, you know, that bang route that he's been catching. He caught several of those. It's all within the system. It's nothing that has been, quote unquote, designed to make sure Nico touches this ball no matter what coverage the defense plays. It's all within the progression. Now, it also may be the quarterback recognizing, like, hey, man, Nico, I'm going to eliminate one and two on this right side because I got a look that I like with Nico. But it all seems to be within the offense, within the progression. I think there's still a lack of effort to get Nico the ball. This is about the chemistry between the quarterback and yeah. Nico. And this is about, again, I think there's a – and
I don't know if it's coming from just up top. I don't think they came in the locker room at the half and said, all right, here we go. We are going to force it to Nico. I think Davis got back there, and that was the first place – he was looking.
Well, I think tomorrow we're going to have a really good segment about the, you know, what, when it's CJ time again, what can he learn from the Davis Mills time? And I think there's a lot there, Ron, with Nico Collins ultimately being the end result, more Nico being the end result. And there's several things that I think that he can take and apply to his game, CJ, that is. But that is what we're talking about right now is definitely one of them. There's something about what's going on with Nico when Davis is out there again, 11, 15, and 10. That's the targets over the last three games. that should be like 15 should be.
And it's worked.
Right. Well, yeah. No, no, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they're forcing it.
Yeah. He's got 91 yards yesterday and was the big offensive threat in 136 against Jacksonville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the reality of it is with Nico Collins, the way that we talked about Christian Kirk looks like he Father Time has jumped on his back. Like the supporting cast doesn't scream like, yeah, we're going to take four or five targets away from Nico Collins. Like Nico Collins' targets should be – like you should shoot to have 15 targets a game for Nico Collins. Now, obviously, if you're ahead and you're running the football and you're not throwing it, you know, but a handful of times, okay, whatever. But if you're going to throw this football high 30s, low 40s, Nico Collins needs 15 targets. And I don't know that in order to win games moving forward, you're not going to have to throw the football more. As I've talked about, spread it out a little bit. Your quarterback plays better. Your O-line plays better. Nico's more productive. And so I don't know if that's not going to be the answer moving forward anyway, if they have any chance of winning some of these games. But what they've put out there with the quarterback to Nico Collins needs to be recognized and needs to be continued.
Yep. And listen, he's going to be going up against some good defensive minds that are going to try to take him away. But again, we've watched it. Right, like Denver's a pretty good. They got a pretty good defense over there, right? And Jacksonville has done some things this year, and they've still been able to get the ball to him. They've got to figure out not only does the quarterback have to have the chemistry, also they've got to make concerted efforts with screens and stuff to get him the ball over the next 3 weeks. We just cannot have a situation these important games that he's not heavily impacted in the games. Can't have it. All right. Coming up as we continue, we will get you an update on C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie. We'll let you hear from D'Amico Ryans himself. He spoke earlier. He gives an update. We'll let you hear that coming up next. But before we get there, guys, we're here on a victory.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday.
It's a Mokarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Remember, Victory Monday and Reaction Monday continues after us. We are off early is D'Amico Ryan's. The Coach's Show will come up a little bit after we get done. Actually, right at 5, right when we get done. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to T-Mill's Best Bets. I'm guessing it'll have a big Raiders-Cowboys feel to it. So stay tuned for that. By the way, you can catch Raiders-Cowboys Monday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 610 coming up after the Coach's Show and Texans All Access right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. And also, a programming note, tomorrow morning, 7:30, the general manager, Nick Caserio, will be on with Payne and Pendergast. Mm. Stay tuned for that. After that big win going into this big stretch, Nick Caserio, 7:30, Payne and Pendergast. Mark your set your alarms, mark your calendar for that, as that is coming up behind us. By the way, some news there. James Franklin looks like he's going to be the next coach at Virginia Tech. So he is one of the names to go down, leaving Penn State. I think that is a strong job for him. I think that is a job that has good tradition. Now we'll see what happens with the ACC, but good tradition, and not a place that will fire you if you win. If you win 10 games and you win 2 games in the college football playoff, that's a place that generally would love anything close to that.
Well, it's a place right now, look, with Florida State down, with Clemson down, with Miami not. I mean, look, they're not what they were 6 weeks ago. Everybody thought they were the best team in America.
Thought so, yeah.
You know, Louisville obviously is a little bit of a problem, even though they lost this week. There's a real opportunity to resurrect that program and be in national championship contention within a year or two. I mean, it's no doubt about it. I mean, one of the best entries into the stadium that's out there.
Yeah, I was wondering where
isn't
he
that
was
the
going
Inter
to go.
Sandman? Isn't that the Inter Sandman?
Yeah, well, yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
That is impressive, man.
He keeps going to places, and I guess he's fine with it. Just going to places where it's nothing but that is there, and it's hard as hell to get to.
Oh.
they say Blacksburg is hard as hell to get to, and Happy Valley is hard as hell to get to at Penn State.
Never been to either.
Yeah.
You know, a pretty badass sports talk show starts with Inner Sandman, too.
Is that ours?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I heard a couple. Yeah, there it is. yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Have you seen that walk, that entrance?
Oh, no, it's legit, sure. It's not Kyle Field, but
I got to give them credit. They do a pretty good job with a really difficult color scheme.
Orange and maroon.
It's like a brown, isn't it? Is it? It's like an orange and a brown.
Yeah,
it's a. They
what
do
is
a,
that considered? Let me check that out.
I don't know, but they do a pretty good job of putting it together. That old Mike Vick throwback from Virginia Tech. That's a nice one. That's a nice one. Maybe if you're Kyler Murray, you don't take a picture with it while holding a pit bull. But it's a nice one. It's a nice one. They do a pretty good job with those jerseys. All right, as we head to D'Amico, let's hear from D'Amico from earlier today. He gives an update.
Chicago maroon and burnt orange.
Really? Chicago maroon? That looked brown.
I didn't have that.
Those colors are not supposed to be together.
Chicago maroon and burnt orange. I didn't think about it. A little mixture of A&M and Texas. I mean, I didn't think about that.
Is it maroon? I thought it was brown. It's
Chicago
just
maroon must be brown. A brownish
Chicago
maroon.
Chicago maroon, yeah. I said, man, they just got their colors are just doo-doo. All right, like for real.
maybe doo-doo brown. Maybe that's officially that's Chicago brown. I mean, Chicago maroon.
All right, this was D'Amico giving an update on C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie, who have missed the last two games with concussion.
Yeah, with the short week, just the update as of right now, C.J. and Jalen are still in the concussion protocol. He's looking good for to have Kaimi back this week, so we'll see how that goes. And with C.J. and Jalen, we'll kind of, again, we got to see how the week goes. You know, when they're in their concussion protocol, there are steps they have to pass to be available. So we'll see how it goes for them this week.
That was D'Amico. He also went on to get a little bit more specific, especially with C.J. here.
Yeah, look, we're hopeful for CJ to get back healthy. That's the first thing, the most important thing. And for me in my spot, I just have to deal with it based on when they pass the steps they need to pass. And if they are available, then being able to see them on the field, see them get reps and see how that goes. But as of right now, it's kind of nothing, you know, that I can do, you know, from my seat here. I'm just and praying for those guys to just get back healthy.
All right, that's D'Amico Ryans, an update on three of his injured players. And to me, Clint, we will see and learn more, I think, tomorrow and be able to read between the lines tomorrow, as it is a short week and we'll get more of a who practiced situation. But Clint right there, the way he talked about CJ and Petrie in comparison to the way he talked about Fairbairn, the kicker, it feels different, and it feels right now I would lean towards, especially CJ, but those guys not playing the way he just sounds.
Yeah, look, I I'm going to lean into the short week. I mean, it's Monday. They missed today. You got Tuesday. Nothing's obviously going to happen. It definitely not going to happen on Wednesday. And so, I mean, he just said it right there. And this has been my take from, you know, as soon as yesterday's game was over, was the opportunity to see them on the field, see them get reps, and see how they respond. Like, you just don't have time. On a short week, you're not going to have time to do all. It is literally going to have to be, if C.J. Stroud plays, it is literally going to have to be a gut of, hey, Thursday afternoon, he can go. He's cleared. I mean, it's not. There's nothing that he's going to do this week, being in the protocol or out of the protocol for a day. There's nothing that he's going to do that's going to be like, yeah, man, this is convincing, he's ready. It's going to have to be a straight gut call if CJ Stroud plays this week, if he clears and he plays.
Yeah, just the way he said it sounded just then, it doesn't seem like he's cleared right now. And that, to me, that's a – especially, we're talking missing 2 weeks, still had symptoms last week. That seems like that was a pretty good tough situation there. We've seen Titus miss 1 week. We saw Nico – miss 1 week, and then him and Petrie have now, they're entering their third week potentially of missing. So, yeah, to me, we'll learn a lot more tomorrow. Tomorrow, we see the practice schedule come out, and if they sit tomorrow, they're not playing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think so.
They're not. I would think they're not playing. All right, as we said, D'Amico coming up behind us. Let's get to T Mill's best bets. As last time we heard from Tyler, He was in the midst of an 0-for-10 stretch, and that was heading to Nashville.
I was not aware them Thursday bets were 0-for-5.
Uh-huh, back-to-back.
Damn!
5 on Wednesday and Thursday. That's right.
Well, that was painful.
Oh, we led the show. Oh, boy, folks. Cliff,
I got to go back Clint on the Odyssey
Tyler
after
is,
that.
Tyler is 0-for-his-last-10 on best bets.
And he's heading to Nashville.
And he's taking that luck to Nashville.
Taking that show.
But that's all right. It came through.
It was making a lot of sense at halftime.
That's all right. It's a new week. And Monday Night Football tonight. Again, if you forget these or you are unable to catch it, you need to look back. Go to @TMillRealDeal to find out his best bets. What you got tonight?
Monday Night Football. We got Cowboys in Vegas playing the Raiders. I got 5 bets for you. Here they are. First, I'm taking the points with the Raiders. Been fluctuating a bit today, but I got it at 3.5. Raiders plus 3.5 against the Cowboys. I'm on the under in this game. I believe it's set around 49. I teased it a little bit, teased it up to 50, so I'm on under 50 points in tonight's game. And then 3 player props, 1 Cowboy, Dak Prescott, the quarterback. I got over 257.5 pass yards for him. Excuse me. I think he's going to have to be throwing the ball a whole lot because I expect them to be trailing in this game. Brock Bowers for the Raiders, over 6.5 receptions for him tonight. That is my favorite one on this board.
Mine too.
Okay, that makes me feel good. You've been pretty good lately when you love or hate my bets, so that makes me feel better.
I got some hate in here too. I just want you to know that.
Crap. Ashton Ginty, anytime touchdown for the Raider. Anytime touchdown at minus 130 odds. Those are your 5 best bets.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to get after the Raiders tonight.
I just got a question.
I got an answer.
Raiders staying within 3 or winning. Dak Prescott throwing for more than 257. And the under 50.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time connecting all those dots.
Done it before.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I mean, look, the more critical I am, the better chance your chances of winning are.
If you've got to throw it a lot and get over that 257.5-yard mark for Dak, that doesn't mean he's putting it in the end zone.
Isn't this a high scoring offense in football?
We'll find out in a few short hours.
Raiders did play better against Denver.
They did.
Defensively.
They didn't against Jackson.
I don't like how much you're doubting me right now.
I know. I'm not doubting you. I'm just trying to connect the dots.
I don't really
appreciate it. The Raiders stay within three. The score stays low, but Dak balls. I don't know how.
The Brock Bowers situation. I want to see what Quinnen Williams does. That's a different look. Yeah, I think Dak's going to get over 257 because I think Dak's they're going to score like hell. Yeah, this will be a fun one. But check it out at T-Mill Real
I'll
Deal.
I'll take the Dak over with you. Thank you, sir.
The Brock Bowers feels easy right there to me because what you're saying about Dak is what I think is going to happen to Geno tonight. He survives. God, but last time I saw Geno, man, I was like,
it was a rough
man.
Look, wasn't it?
Man, dragging that old leg. I said, come on, man. Kenny Pickett can't be this bad.
He's dragging that old leg.
Hey, well, it's lost him that game. All right. Clint, great job as always. Tyler as well. Congratulations. The curse is no curse. This is going to be a crazy week. Short week for the Texans, which means we'll be a little different. We'll be out on Wednesday for a little thirsty Wednesday, not Thursday. So come hang out with us. We'll get you more. Which Buffalo Wild Wings?
Richie Road.
Richie Road on Wednesday. So come hang out with us. D'Amico Ryan's The Coach's Show coming up next. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. I can see Tyler's shirt.
What's it say, Ron?
It's a Victory Monday as well. Go ahead, T-Mill.
Let's go!
Like, oh, my God, Tyler.
Good hell.
Oh, my God. He just said F it. All right, Uncle Glenn, how you feel?
You talking like a damn fool. I'm going to protect my boy Dirty. I'm going to protect my boy Ron. And I'm going to protect my boy T.
Musical chairs with the offensive line again. Again. Musical chairs with the offensive line again, again. We had a new starter and moved the position and had. Oh, this is freestyling
that
right
was
there.
On. You were onto something when that jingle was on a little earlier, wasn't you?
I had it.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.